and welcome to the Veterans Legal Lowdown. My name is Christine Clemens, and I'm a partner here at Chisholm, Chisholm & Kilpatrick. Thank you for joining me for today's BVA update. Big news today as the Board of Veterans Appeals met their fiscal year decision goals. Let's take this opportunity to review the Board of Veterans Appeals productivity and cost per case, as well as the status of the backlog at the close of the fiscal year. The Board of Veterans Appeals set a goal to decide 103,000 VA appeals in fiscal year 2023. Fortunately for veterans and their families, the BVA met this goal as it issued 103,245 decisions. This is in contrast to last year, when BVA changed its original fiscal year 2022 goal from 111,500 down to 102,561 decisions. And then it reduced it further to 95,373 decisions, which it still missed last year. Despite the board meeting its goal this year, veterans continue to experience long wait times to get their hard-earned benefits due to seemingly never-ending delays at the Board of Veterans Appeals. As of September 19, 2023, there are a total of 208,552 appeals pending in both legacy and AMA dockets at the Board of Veterans Appeals. More than half of these pending appeals are in AMA, VA's modernized appeal system. So now let's move on to the board's budget to examine how taxpayer dollars are being spent. Since 2020, the board's budget has increased by about 61%, from $174 million in 2020 to $285 million in 2023. However, BVA only decided 0.5% more appeals this year compared with 2020. The cost per case, meaning the amount the board spends to decide a case, has increased substantially over the past few years. In fiscal year 2020, for example, 102,663 decisions were dispatched, which means that it cost about $1,695 per case. By fiscal year 2023, however, the board dispatched 103,245 decisions, which puts it at about $2,760 per case. That's an increase of $1,065 per case. Based on the numbers we have, it appears that the cost per case for a board decision is skyrocketing based on the full budget. The board is spending 63% more per case compared to fiscal year 2020, which was the previous high watermark for number of decisions. And although there's a correlation between increased resources and increased productivity, the numbers actually show that the board is providing less value for taxpayers. Additionally, since a portion of BVA decisions are remands, especially in legacy, many cases decided by the board will likely return to the board in the following years. This means that the cost per case in fiscal year 2023 may only be a fraction of how much the veteran's case actually costs. Given these facts, it seems reasonable, too, that if the board was operating at the efficiency in which it did in fiscal year 2020, its goal for fiscal year 2024, with a budget of $287 million, should be 134,500 decisions dispatched. If you require assistance appealing a decision from VA at the regional office or to the board, or appealing a board decision to the court, contact the skilled team at CCK today. We offer complimentary evaluations to determine if we can help with your appeal. Thanks for tuning in.